Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 15th. The avalanche activity in Colorado this past month has been historic. H2O Radio investigates if climate change is playing a role.
I'm Jamie Sudler.
I'm Franny Halperin.
Colorado has suffered a high number of avalanches this winter, closing major highways, burying cars, rupturing gas lines, and forcing ski areas to close.
During the first week of March, there were nearly 150 slides, according to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. Seven people have been killed this season.
Experts are saying extreme avalanches are among the accelerating effects of climate change because of more moisture in a warmer atmosphere that can create heavier snowfalls and collapse snow layers, causing them to slide.
Inside Climate News reports the avalanche activity has been fueled by the powerful atmospheric river from the Pacific Ocean, which brought severe storms to the west.
Scott Topper with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center said that he's worried that global warming will fuel super snowstorms that could produce larger and more unpredictable avalanches.
He added that winter and spring are warming faster than other seasons, creating more risk for slow-moving but grinding wet snow avalanches, which are an under-researched event.
Next, we'll be hearing about a local playwright who has written a musical about the uranium boom in the West.
This is Jody Peterson, and we are speaking with Marty Derlin, a former general manager of KZMU in Moab, and now she's the director, writer, and producer of an original drama, Uranium, the Musical. The play is set in 1956 as a uranium boom is sweeping through Moab, Grand Junction, Yerevan, and other Western Slope towns. Marty, can you tell us in a little more detail what your play is about?
As you say, it's set in 1956. That was kind of the peak, maybe, of the uranium boom in Moab and all over the Colorado Plateau. There was a lot of prospecting for uranium and quite a bit of uranium mining. I chose that time really because of the people who were alive during that moment and in Moab. Charlie Steen, known as the Uranium King, was a young geologist from Texas, and he hit a huge vein of uranium in 1952 when he was only 33 and just became fantastically wealthy. Edward Abbey was out at Arches for his first season, writing the stuff that would eventually become Desert Solitaire. That's kind of what inspired my choosing that time.
Did you come across these characters and then decide that you would use them to do the story about uranium mining, or had you had any interest in the uranium boom first?
I had first the interest in the uranium boom because it seemed like a really fascinating time. And I remember going to Grand Junction and seeing a film about uranium and going to Moab and thinking, what a dull town. The play became really a comedy rather than the historical drama that it might have been. And I mixed fictional characters in there to make it lively. And we do touch on the effects of radiation and uranium as a hazardous material and all of that.
How did the push for uranium mining and processing driven by the Cold War impact local residents on the Western Slope and in towns like Nucla and Dove Creek?
Well, there was a real frenzy. You know, once Charlie Steen hit it big with multi-million-dollar find, that everyone thought it was a possibility. So it really, you know, that kind of boomtown mentality when everybody's a little crazy and kind of desperate, that was going on all over the Colorado Plateau.
This is Jody Peterson, and we've been speaking with Marty Derlin about Uranium the Musical, an original musical that she's produced that will be playing in Paonia on March 16th.
From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KRCC, Colorado State Patrol Corporal Daniel Groves was killed in Weld County on Wednesday morning during the bomb cyclone. He was attending to a vehicle that had slid off the roadway on I-76 when he was struck by an oncoming car that had lost control. Groves was transported to a medical center and was declared dead shortly after. Colorado Department of Transportation Director Shoshana Liu called it a tragic reminder of the dangers on the road during bad weather.
It is a tragic reminder that people's lives are at stake, and particularly those who work to keep us safe are in vulnerable situations, working tirelessly to protect the safety of the traveling public, and, safety is a team effort.
Governor Jared Polis ordered flags around the state to be flown at half staff. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser and Governor Jared Polis are suing the Trump administration to recover more than $2 million they say the government is withholding from the state's police departments and jails. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Congress approved the public safety grants last year, but Weiser and Polis say the Trump administration is withholding that money because some police forces in Colorado aren't enforcing federal laws targeting illegal immigration. Weiser says the law is on Colorado's side.
The 10th Amendment says the federal government cannot coerce, cannot commandeer state and local law enforcement. That's exactly what's at issue here, holding hostage grants like mentoring at-risk youth or police radios in Durango.
It's the second time in less than a month Weiser has taken legal action against the Trump administration. He recently joined 15 other states that are trying to stop the president from using an emergency declaration to pay for a border wall. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Colorado lawmakers from both parties are getting behind a proposal to ban cell phone use while driving. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The bill would allow police to ticket drivers who are caught holding their cell phones or sending text messages. Democratic State Senator Lois Cort of Denver is leading the effort to prevent distracted driving.
Your car is not a moving phone booth. When you're behind the wheel, yeah, you're busy. You should be busy paying attention to the road. That's what you should be busy doing.
Court says distracted driving is a public safety crisis that causes deadly car crashes around the state. Republicans in the Senate are also voting in favor of the proposal, but some want to increase the fines. The House still needs to approve the bill before it heads to the governor. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 15th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.